So let's review. We begin with the Mishnah. Kohen Gadol lo yisa almana. Kohen Gadol is forbidden to marry a widow. Bein almana min erisin, bein almana min nisuin, whether she's an almana from erisin or nisuin. The Mishnah continues with the machlokes. Lo yisa es habegeres, he may not marry a begeres. Reb Shimon machshirim begeres. However, they agree lo yisa es mukas eitz, he may not marry a mukas eitz. The Gemara begins by asking pshita. It's obvious that a Kohen Gadol may not marry an almana, beimin erisin, beimin nisuin, since they are both an almana, a widow. The Gemara answers, Ma de tema leilof almana, almana mi tamar. By tamar it says, Shvi almana beisavich. And here it says, Almana lo yikach. We might say that just as tamar was an almana min hanisuin, so too the Kohen Gadol is only forbidden to marry an almana min hanisuin. However, we do not rule this way because dumya de grusha. We learn almana from grusha. Ma grusha beimin erisin beimin hanisuin. Both are a divorcee because we have no source to differentiate. Af almana beimin erisin beimin hanisuin. The Mishnah presented a machloikis regarding a begeres. The Tanakhama, who has taught in the Braisa, is Reb Meir, holds that a Kohen Gadol is also to marry a begeres. Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon hold that a Kohen Gadol is muta to marry a begeres. The Gemara explains each opinion. The pasuk says, "V'hu isha b'vsulah yikach." The Tanakhama holds, "Besula would indicate a besula and not a beula, which would include and permit him to marry a begeres." However, "besulah" indicates that she must have her entire besulah, which excludes and prohibits him from marrying a begeres. Now that the Torah made it forbidden for him to marry a begeres, the extra vase in b'vsulah restricts the iser to the place of besulim, but permits him to marry one who had biyush shaloi kedarka. Reb Lazar Reb Shimon hold, besula would indicate a complete besula, which would exclude and prohibit him from marrying a begeres. However, besula ha means even partial besula, which includes and permits him to marry a begeres. Now that the Torah permitted him to marry a begeres, the extra beis in bivsula teaches us, achiyu kol besula kayamin, she must be a complete besula, which excludes and prohibits him from marrying one who had bia ben kedarka ben shaloi kedarka. This results in two machlokes regarding eligibility to marry a Kohen Gadol. According to Reb Meir, a begeres is aser, and nivela shaloi kedarka is mutter. While according to Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, a begeres is mutter, and nivela shaloi kedarka is aser. The Gemara proceeds to present a teaching of Reb Yehuda Amar Rav. Nivela shaloi kedarka psul lekuhuna. A woman who had bia shaloi kedarka is forbidden to marry a Kohen Gadol. Rav challenged this from a braisa. Regarding einus of a nara besula, the pasuk says, "V'loy siya leisha." If she is agreeable, the me'anis must marry her. We also learn from here that this only applies be'isha haru'uyaloy, if she is eligible to marry him. Prat laman l'kohen gadol, grusha v'chalutz l'kohen hedjit. If the nara is an almana and he is a kohen gadol, or if she is a grusha v'chalutz and he is a kohen, he is forbidden to marry her. Rav explains this last teaching. Regarding the Isra for the Kohen Gadol to marry the Nara if she is an Almana, we cannot say that in her marriage it was Bia Kedarka, because then she's forbidden to him as a Ba'ula, and there's no need to mention that she is an Almana. Elav Shaloi Kedarka. So we must say that in the marriage it was Bia Shaloi Kedarka, and Mishum Almana in Mishum Ba'ula Loi, he's forbidden to marry her because of Almana, and not because of Ba'ula. Clearly, this braisa holds that a woman who had bia shaloi kedarka is muta to marry a Kohen Gadol, which contradicts the earlier ruling of Rav. The Gemara responds, Hamani Reb Meir hi. This braisa follows Reb Meir that nivela shaloi kedarka is muta. V'Rav d'amak Reb Elazar. Rav follows Reb Elazar Reb Shimon that nivela shaloi kedarka is aser. The Gemara continues to ask, Ik Reb Elazar, ma'ir yemishum Ba'ula. If Rav follows Reb Elazar, why does he say that bia shaloi kedarka makes a woman aser to a Kohen Gadol because of Ba'ula? Tebiglei dehavya zayna. He should have said that she is aser because of zayna, which makes her aser even to a Kohen Hedyit, as Reb Elazar himself taught, Panui ha-ba'al ha-panuya shaloi l'shem ishus asa zayna. Any bia between an unmarried man and woman, not for the purpose of marriage, renders her a zayna. Reb Yosef answers that the case of Rav is kogin shenivela lebehema, where Mishum Ba'ula Ika Mishum Zayna Laka. In such a case, she is a Ba'ula, but not a Zayna. Abaya, however, rejects this answer and says, Mamanav Shach. I ba'ula havya zayna nama havya. I zayna lo havya, ba'ula nama lo havya. Either it's considered bia and she is a ba'ula and also a zayna, or it's not considered bia and she is not a zayna and also not a ba'ula. If the Gemara goes back to it being a case of nivela shlegadarka le'ish, and we can find the case where she is a ba'ula and not a zayna. Amribzeru bimema enes. This would apply by a girl who did miyun. She's not a gerusha, she's not a zayna, but she is a ba'ula. Therefore, we can say that Rav holds like Rabbi Lazar that nivela shlegadarka is asa to a kohen gadol. The Gemara proceeds to a related discussion. Amrav Shimi Bachia. Nevela lebehema ksher lekuhuna. As it says in the Braisa, nevela lebehema, ava pisha beskila ksher lekuhuna, as Rashi explains, because it's not considered a bia. The Gemara presents the source for this. Amalei Rava mebrazaki la Ravashi, minoha milsa da amra abon and ain's nus lebehema. From where we derive that this is not considered a bia, dechsiv, leisavi esnan zainu mechir kalev, beis Hashem lekecha, lechol neder. A person may not bring as a carbon esnan zayna, an animal used as payment for a zayna, or mecher kalef, and an animal exchanged for a dog. However, from gam shneim we learn shnayim v'lo arba, that esnan kalef a mecher zayna mutarin. A person may bring as a carbon esnan kalef, an animal used as payment for znus behema, or mecher zayna, and an animal exchanged for a zayna. The discussion of eligibility to marry kohen gadol continues on the next daf.